Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy everything else you might be celebrating today. I'm kind of in nostalgia here because I looked out and I saw all the new generation, the new little kids on our block doing their Easter egg hunts and hearing the squeals, and I just remembered all the years I threw the Easter parties for every kid within a 5-mile radius, I think. And we would have pony rides, and we would have bouncing houses, and we would have face painting. I mean, I threw the party of the party for this kid every Easter. And, oh, such good, good memories. And I want to speak a minute about Easter because it's a really good example of the yin and yang that we're taught, right? The joy of Easter and Christ is risen, or if you're of the Jewish faith, you were saved and taken out of Egypt, and, you know, the Ten Commandments story. And then there's the whole thing about the crucifixion, right? And then we go back into the resurrection. It's that in this work that we're doing is what we are trying to separate today. It's what we are trying to come to terms with, that tragedy does not have to befall us for victory and joy to reign in our lives. So I invite you to have that be your new Easter message, that I am creating joy and expansion. I am creating me rising up in joy and consistency, because that's what I choose and direct myself to do. And so it is. So I want to tell you a story about how this work works when you work it. So I'm sure you all absolutely adored Nadia last week. I always get beautiful emails of thank you for bringing her on. I was at a very big science fiction convention, and as the time laid out, Sunday was their biggest day. They just didn't want me to take any time away from my table, and as it turned out, it was a very smart decision for me to have Nadia come on. But I was stressed because I had booked a big guest star role on a TV show, and it started on Sunday. There were no direct flights back from where I was. And I know from the amount I travel that it can be tricky to take connecting flights later at night especially through smaller cities, because if they don't have enough people on the plane, or the weather gets bad, or, right, they'll cancel the flight. So I was stressing. And every time I would feel me stress, I would do the work. And I would say, Deanna, you're the creator of your life. What do you want? Okay, I am landing safely and securely and on time in California. Everything goes smoothly. I am ready and energized to work on Monday morning. And every time I would feel the anxiety, I would say, nope, already put in my order. Everything's running smoothly. I get back to LA, you know, easily and effortlessly Sunday night. I'm filled with energy to shoot on Monday. Okay. So I say to my manager, you sure, there's no direct flights, D. And, you know, you can't leave before 1 o'clock to get the last direct flight. So I get to the SkyCap, and he says, where are you going? And I said, Los Angeles through Salt Lake City. And then in jest, I thought, I said, unless, of course, you have a direct flight. Well, he says, we do. It leaves at 5:30. I said, what? No, they told me there were no direct flights. He said, well, ma'am, there are now, but I can't help you out here. Go on into the desk. So I went into the desk. She said, yes, that flight was supposed to leave at 3, but it was delayed. And now it's leaving at 5:30. Let me check. Oh, look. Yes, there are seats. I said, how much is it going to be to change to this flight? Let me look. Oh, my God, it's an even trade. Now, do you think in my wildest dreams I could have planned that one out? Of course not. My job was to hold firm about what I wanted. Whether I had to take the connecting flight or whether miracles happened and a plane was delayed and I got to take a direct flight that got me back even earlier than I was supposed to get back. And I didn't have a call till 9 o'clock the next day. So that leads me into all things are possible. If you have the core belief that all things aren't possible, if that doesn't make sense to you, and by the way, that all things are possible in all dimensions for us, then you're going to thwart your creative ability as far as expansion and opportunities. Because you're going to subconsciously go, only the things that I can figure out and that make sense to me are possible. But we know all things are possible to those who believe. Because that means I am the power that chooses and directs in all dimensions all possibilities in my life. So, a good claim about this, and we're going to all do it together now, is I am open to all possibilities for wellness, money, abundance, love, and success in my life now. I direct this for all energy in all dimensions, all time and space. And so it is. Okay. That's a big one, guys. And right now, for a lot of people in our community, and I know this from doing so many private sessions, the biggest possible or not possible is around age. So again, I want to remind you, creation goes on forever. Forever. So don't think that because you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s, you can't create. It's possible. And I want you to step into that. No better way to come alive than to step forward into more creation. All righty, remember, the highest claim, so you don't have to fret about it, the highest claim is I am the light of love. I am the light of love around this subject, whatever subject you're working on. All righty, so guys, if you didn't get the webinar, you really missed a great one, Getting Out of Staying Stuck. Dr. Shannon Wilson, I mean, it was thrilling to me to see how psychologically and scientifically, again, she was saying the same thing the channel was saying, except in different ways. Now, we parted on one subject a little bit. When I talked to her afterwards, we both understood why we were really on the same subject, because her perspective from a psychologist's point of view is take baby steps and, you know, ask yourself what is the next step? Instead of claiming, right, I am the possibility, let's say. She was talking to people about the first baby step that they could accept. And the channel is saying, from a living on this plane point of view, that's how we understand how things work. On a higher spiritual, all thought, all possibility, and all space in between, our definition of God, from our perspective, the more completely you claim your I am presence as the completion, the more you create. And I'm thinking we don't want to go piecemeal. We want to go all the way. So again, you have to define yourself as there. You have to define yourself as all possibilities. You have to define yourself as someone who is doing it now. And then the energy opens up. Okay, I think, yes, I can go to the calls. Please have your questions ready, and we're going to start with Eileen in Brooklyn. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. You know, I couldn't stay on the whole time with the webinar,
Doctor,
because I had just had surgery, and I was so exhausted.
Well, I'd say that's a pretty good reason, Eileen, and I commend you for even joining us. You can always go back and listen to the rest of it on the link.
Yeah, I know. So I've been doing this self-care this week, and I'll tell you, I've had to get creative because the area where I had the surgery is very difficult to reach, you know, to put a bandage on and whatever I have to do. And it's a learning curve, let me tell you.
What's your question then?
Well, is there something else that needs to happen with helping it heal? Because it's taking
a
long time.
Yes, you need to ask for help. They're saying you haven't asked anybody else for help. Is that true?
No, I have. I mean,
well,
you mean
why it goes right to know.
Is that what they're saying?
Have you asked anybody to come in and help you?
No.
Okay, why?
Because Well, it's a vanity thing, I guess.
Okay, well, there's your answer, Eileen. I want to heal, but I don't love myself enough to trust others to come in and not judge me and help me. I mean, what is that about, baby? You know better than that.
Well, look, there's no family here. And I could ask my neighbor, I guess, but I am able to reach it, and it feels like I'm learning how to take care of myself.
I get a yes on that. And,
hold on.
The core of, hold on, I just want to make sure this is the highest, most correct, most complete. They're saying the core of why this developed in the first place is you do not reach out and allow support from the universe. This is the lesson that's coming from this, that you need to do that.
Well, could you also ask, isn't it also about getting something off my back?
I get a no. Other than the belief that, well, they're giving me the words, I mean, please, Mother, I'd rather do it myself. Do you remember those? Yeah, you remember those old commercials or ads or whatever it was. Please, Mother, I'd rather do it myself. Right? So let's go to your mom then. What does she have to do with all this? How did she teach that or model that for you?
I don't know. She was pretty rigid in how she did things.
Well, rigidity will not allow for all possibilities.
Right.
I want everybody to hear that. If you're too set in your ways, you're not open to what's possible for you. So the answer is they want you to open yourself to help from the universe. That can look like a doctor. That can look like your neighbor. That can look like somebody you hire to come in to help you a couple of hours twice a week, whatever. But when you called, Eileen, you called asking for help. And there's a fine middle place here, guys, where we are our own creators and we have to work with the universe in order to create. And the universe is often other people.
Yeah, well, actually, yesterday when I saw my chiropractor, he did help.
Okay.
He did look at it, said it was healing. He said, if you had called me yesterday, I would have done it for you.
So
now I know I can call him.
Okay.
And my therapist was very good, too. So I did reach out.
No, you didn't really. You waited for them to say, I can help you. That's different than you going, I'm worth it. How can I? Who can I call? Where can I get help? I've made my decision that I need help here, and I would like to be supported in my healing. Who can I call? Where can I go? Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's the lesson, Eileen, and that's a lesson for all of us, guys. I wanted to get back Sunday night on time. I couldn't do that without the help from the universe. I couldn't have lined all that up. I couldn't have done it unless the sky cap knew about the flight that had been up on the screen, or the woman inside that helped me book everything. You see, that's what I'm saying to you. Once your intention is clear and you know what you want, the whole world conspires to come in and help you create it. All right, baby? It's a huge lesson that you're bringing to everybody here today. Now, on another quick note, the other thing they want to suggest to you is I am wellness. I am the light of love.
Okay.
Is the biggest claim you can tell your cells and your body to help you heal. And by the way, are you acknowledging the fact that you're handling this, got through it, and are healing quicker than most people? Have you acknowledged that?
Not yet, but I will.
Okay, again, claim it first and then see the reality of it. Oh my God, I'm going to pump it and pump it and pump it until you guys get it. I am wellness. I am the light of love. And then you invite the whole universe in to conspire, including the universe of your body, for the creation of that. Okay?
Got it. Thank
All right.
you.
The
you
best,
Easter.
Sweetheart.
Thanks.
Happy Easter to you, sweetie.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was a huge lesson, guys. And remember, wellness is mental, physical, chemical, cosmic, dimensional, and emotional. It's on all levels when you claim I am wellness. All righty, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
I knew I'd be next. I love you, Dee. I thank you for everything that you are, how wonderful you are to me. And I am no longer feeling stuck in motion.
Great. That's great, Susan. Yeah, you brought in a really important, a lot of important information onto the webinar about how we, you know, we keep, what she's referring to is you can be stuck by taking the same actions over and over again, which make patterns in your lives that we want to break and direct new patterns in their place, right? So, yes, I get a yes on that, Susan. Good for you.
Yes, the pattern of impulsive buying, I canceled an order that I was having for furniture, and I feel really good about it because it frees up my money. I've been sick, so I've been off balance for the last couple of weeks, but I'm in balance now, taking care of myself, becoming well. I am wellness. I am the light of love. And I am going to return many of the things that I purchased for my own wardrobe and get myself back into alignment. I'm doing it.
I get a yes on that. And that's your highest choice, and that's the right question. So good for you.
I thank you.
And that doesn't mean we can't treat ourselves sometimes, guys. And if your focus is on handling your money and always knowing that you have more than enough money, then you treat yourself within the parameters that still support you knowing you have more than enough money. Got it?
I got it. And I got the fact, too. I really appreciated what Dr. Shannon said. And I absolutely I am so grateful for your tough love and for everything. I am right on track. I know I am.
Thank you. I get a yes on that, Susan. But your knowing is more important than my yes. So good for you, baby. Thanks for calling in.
I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Anna in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I'm so excited. The webinar was phenomenal.
Thank
My
you.
Question is regarding, and I want to be precise in how I ask, in practicing the I am statements, I am the light of love. I am wellness. I am health. Even beyond that, to my new bumbling career, in moving forward, dealing with
Hold on, Anna. What did you just define in a negative way that's not going to serve you?
Bumbling.
Yep.
Bumbling career.
Thank
yes.
you. So you're not going to get anything but that until you stop defining it that way. And then your mind goes, well, yeah, but it is that way. And the channel is saying, I don't give a poop about your reality. I want you to claim what you want like you have it. And then things can turn around.
And that's, more specifically, that's my question. When I say things like, I am in demand, people are waiting to hire me, I'm claiming that. And then on the inside, there's, Who the hell do you think you're kidding?
Okay.
And so
let's just follow that through. So how would Anna answer that from the other part of Anna? How would you talk back to the other part of you who's doubting?
I go to countering it with that's old shit and I dismiss it.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't answer. It says, who do you think you are? So who do you think you are?
I am the God of me.
Yeah. And I direct what I want. So I am directing all of us, because the only voice you're arguing with is you.
Right.
I am directing all of us, all of me, to get on board into the knowing that I'm the God of me, and I'm choosing, and this is where you fall out, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I am choosing to see the world as a world who sees me worthy.
Oh.
Bingo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, let's go over it again, guys. How I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. All those three things, which, by the way, this is going to be our next webinar, is what is alignment and how can I get it? We talk about it all the time. You see? And they're already bringing in information here. You have to have those three things in alignment for you to be in alignment. So I see myself as worthy to be hired. I see the world as a world with lots of opportunities for me to be hired. And I see the world seeing me as somebody that they want to hire. Wow.
Okay.
Everything's in alignment now. You can feel that, can't you, baby?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay.
That was great. Thank you so much, Dee.
And one of the reasons that was able for you to come forward and have known is because you have been claiming, I am wellness, I am the light of love, you know. And let's just take it more specific. I am hired at a job that pays me really well, with great, awesome, creative people who are in integrity, who really honor me and what I do. That's what you want, right?
Yes. Amen.
Okay. Amen, sister. So we're putting that egg in our Easter basket.
I like
okay?
it. And so
all
it
right.
is.
Yes. And I am the light of love around all of that. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Claim it to live it. I think I'm just gonna knit that and put it up somewhere. Jenny in California, you're on.
Hi Dee, thank you.
Hi baby.
I thought I had my question, but based on the last call, I've just changed it.
That's how it goes around here.
I've been doing the work every day, and it just occurred to me in hearing the last conversation that I have a challenge around how the world sees me.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I might. Yeah, I've got something going on there. If you could.
Okay, it comes from your mother. And
you're not surprised.
We're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Okay, so she taught you that the world sees you as less than. Is that true? You're different.
Correct.
We're different. So talk to me.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, she never really wanted to be a mother. She was stressed all the time. You know, I just didn't feel that I belonged.
Well, or that you were supposed to be here. Why would you pick a mother who didn't want to be a mother? So what is it that you want to learn by picking someone like that? Because then you're free.
I think I have accomplished being a completely different type of mother myself.
That is true. And the biggest lesson when we pick parents like that is that you came in to know that you get to honor and want, these are the important words, I want to be with me. I'm choosing to be with me, to honor myself. You don't need her anymore. We never needed them, guys. We never needed them, but we were taught that we belonged to them.
So does this then also dovetail into what I was originally going to say, was that when I step into my power and create everything I desire, I think I've got a challenge around people being here for me and supporting me.
Hold on a minute. Stephen, I just got a drop-down box that says you're not connected. Stephen, are you there? All righty. Well, we're going to keep
going.
You're
fine. Keep going, Dee.
I'm fine. Okay. I don't know why that box came in. All right. Please restate your question, Jenny. I'm sorry. My that on the physical plane took me out, but I'm back now. Can you ask me again, please?
Yes. It was what I was originally going to ask about it. It seems like it's all tied in together.
It is.
When I step into my power and create what I desire, that people aren't here for me. They're not supportive of me. And that keeps coming back to me. So I'm wondering if
But yes, it's this core belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. So here I am, I've created everything, right? But now that I'm here, I don't belong. So nobody can come support me because I'm all alone here. In other words,
so perfectly.
They don't want to be a mother. You have to know everybody wants to be your mother and be there for you, darling. Start seeing the world that way. Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. Sorry, I'm taking notes.
Okay. You sound. I thought maybe you were confused and didn't understand how it all tied in, right?
No, so, I totally understand.
Absolutely. You know, that's why I've got Lanny in my life now, because I realized finally that most of the relationships with men in my life had been based on the belief that my father taught me, which is I'm not even here for myself, so I can't be here for you. So, and then what did my mother do? She ran the family. She took care of him and us and made the money. And so that's what women did in relationships. And now I'm in an equal relationship where I don't stop creating. I don't stop making money. And I have a partner who's an equal partner with me now, who makes his own money, and we come together in our completeness. And that's what you want to know is happening with everybody else out there, that you are creating your success and all of them are coming together in completeness with you.
So okay? That becomes part of what I say every morning, and just wait for the old stuff to start clearing out. And that's all that's happening.
Yeah, you don't focus on the old stuff at all. You don't focus on the old stuff at all. The whole world is here. It wants me. It supports me. It works with me, and we create successfully together. You know, anything like that. You know what you want, baby. You know what you want.
Yes.
You just weren't clear that you weren't allowing your perspective of the world to come in and play with you. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Yep.
Go kill him.
Thank you.
You bet, baby. Catherine in New Jersey, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes. You too.
Okay, so how do I see myself? How do I see the world, and how did the world see me in relationship to jaw pain, right jaw pain that I'm having?
When I say that's the right question, I get a no.
Okay.
We're going only to how you see yourself. So hold on. Book. Give me a song, please.
The Way We Were.
Okay.
Is that a song or just a movie? Okay.
Both. Both. So, Catherine, just in the words that you gave me on the program, you're saying, I am the God of Catherine who is defining myself with jaw pain.
Okay.
Now, this is where our mind wants to get us all messed up, guys, because the mind goes, well, Dee, I do have jaw pain. That's the reality. Again, the channel is saying I don't give a poop about the reality. They're trying to get everybody to understand that if you claim you are sick, it is almost impossible to create wellness. Now, what most of us do is we get sick, and instead of going to our I am presence and our power, we turn it over to somebody else that we have a belief system will create wellness in us. And in that way, we use our direction through other people to create wellness. But the channel is asking us, see a doctor if you need to see a doctor, but do not abandon working with your I am presence so that ultimately we will know that it creates everything. That's why I am wellness covers everything in our life, success, money, physical health, everything. So they want to give you a core belief around how you see yourself. Hold on. This sheet here. 26, 27. When I come alive again, I am sick. Now, we can come alive again by healing our body. We can come alive again by making more money. We can come alive again by finding the love of our life. Right? We can come alive again in many ways. But if we have been taught, and I'm getting a lot of this is from your father, Catherine, if we are taught that every time we come alive and move into happiness in some way, we have to pay for it with some kind of sickness, mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional, then that's the pattern we keep repeating in our life. So when I come alive again, I am in glorious wellness in every subject of my life. I am the light of love. Did everybody do that? Was everybody present? When I come alive
yes.
again, I am gloriously in wellness in all ways, in all dimensions, in all time and space. That's my direction to all my energy everywhere to know that. So that's the answer to that's what you needed to get to today. You have to change the definition of you, baby, to wellness.
Okay. I have one other question related to the actual pain as a result of having some dental work done.
Yes.
Preparation work. And I'm wondering if I need something more before the cap gets put on, like any kind of nerve issue. Or...
Are you sure you're with the right doctor? I'm not
I'm
a
with
doctor,
the biological
guys.
Dentist. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure you're with the right doctor?
I like him. I'm not 100% sure, I guess.
Okay. That's your
answer. I'm not 100% sure that he'll do whatever it takes, if you will, because he's so against the toxicities. He's the biological dentist, and I'm wondering if he's just not overlooking things just because he doesn't want to deal with it.
Okay. So your doubt is not helping your healing.
Okay.
If you're going to choose a doctor, choose, you know, and again, you're the director of your energy.
Right.
I am guided always to choose the highest doctor for my wellness in every subject of my life. And then you commit to him and trust him to guide you through this.
Okay.
Thank you. What are you taking for pain?
An assortment of things. I'm swallowing ibuprofen like candy, which I can't stand, and Boswellia, and Nervogesic for nerve, St. John's wort, things like that as well. Like a lot of herbals plus the other. Because I create, it's a whole, like, it comes out at this. And I'm creating this whole facial pain. Like, it feels like the whole side
did
of my head is...
Did he talk to you at all about putting heat on it?
No.
Will you please check with him? I am not a doctor, but what they're showing me is like a hot and cold? No, a hot pack on your cheek or on your jaw. But,
okay.
You are your highest answer. You follow your own knowing. Ask him. You know, if it can't hurt anything, try it.
Okay.
Hold on. Is there anything else? No. All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, guys, it's a challenge when we're in pain to say I am wellness. I understand it doesn't make sense. Do it anyway. Kirk in Long Island. Hi, baby.
Hey there. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
We're dying Easter eggs.
Oh, I love it.
My friend Genevieve.
Oh, beautiful.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're being children.
Yeah. Happy Easter, happy Passover, and happy April Fool's Day.
I know. What a combination, huh?
Oh, a great confluence, yeah.
Is there something we can do for you, Kirk?
Yeah, Friday I had to make a long, a wonderful long drive to pick up some artwork from some exhibitions and to drop some more off. and got to spend some time with somebody that hosted me during one of the events and did a little coaching session. And, of course, I was listening to my own words for myself. And between Friday and Saturday, I feel like I had a wonderful shift into knowing and trust. Felt like a shift in my whole perspective, and everything got calm and relaxed in a way it hasn't been in a long time.
I get a big yes on that. Do you know what it was? So that you can call on it whenever you consciously want to?
Yes. In reflection upon some events that I've been juried into, some that have not selected me, and even my desire to have a newer, more comfortable car, I also felt I got some great advice and embraced where I'm at and what I'm doing now, all the present, and knowing that as I clarify what I want, it is coming my way, and I don't have to know all the details.
Oh, you can't possibly know all the details, guys.
Right.
Just like my trip home. But they want
exactly.
to know, Kirk, they want to know how you see the world of art.
How I see the world of art. That was part of it. It was reflecting on my perception and my judgment of it.
Yes.
And telling
and
somebody.
And that's what you need to bring into alignment, and then everything blows wide open.
Yeah.
See, for a long time, they're saying, and you still do have a little bit of it, Dee, this judgment around television.
Yeah.
And I have been working a lot on opening myself up to attracting, because I know nothing's black and white, attracting television experiences that are honoring, that know my self-worth, that see the body of my work and express appreciation for it, that allows me to come onto the set and be completely creative in every way, right? I have to see that those possibilities are out there and then draw those to me. I'm clear. I do not want experiences like my series. It wasn't fun for me. I don't want that anymore. But then you've got to make the jump to what do you want? And then what you didn't want becomes a positive because you're very clear about what to ask for.
The contrast.
Exactly. And then you only focus on what it is you want, like you already have it. So that's why I booked this guest star on this show. They called. They wanted me to come in and audition. I said, no, you tell them offer only. They know me. They know my work for 45 years. And, you know, my agents went, well, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, offer only. And they said, okay. Because if they couldn't honor me, I didn't want to go to work there.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to know my own self-worth, which is the second part of your question, Kirk. So if we put the two of those together, you have to, it's kind of the same thing that I'm working with myself on in my acting. You see the art world as a world who honors Kirk because Kirk honors Kirk.
Yeah, and the acting as well. It was concurrent over the past week, where I was reflecting on both worlds, and as you well know, you can easily see it as a place of judgment where we're constantly putting ourselves up for acceptance by others to get cast in that role or to be selected.
But see, you have to know that. You have to know it first.
I understand. I was saying that that was the similar, both in both fields, I had a shift in that and got picked for something out of the blue once I stopped saying, well, why aren't they picking me? And then I just said, well, I want to be doing this. And
yeah,
something popped
out of
the
book. Yeah, and
they
are picking me. I am being picked right now. Come on, universe. And then you get everything in alignment with it, and then you get the offer, and then you get picked. Absolutely. I got to move on, Kirk. I checked.
Okay.
You got all of your answers, baby.
I did.
So just
love
bring
you.
All
love
of
you.
That into alignment.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Love you, honey. Woo! Bye.
Bye.
He's so silly. All right, we're going to Leah in Texas. Hi, baby, you're on.
Woohoo! Hi,
woohoo!
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I listened to your, watched your balance in the sheets yesterday.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God, that was just totally awesome. So
great.
Thank you for doing that and for being who you are and putting yourself out here. It's awesome. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Leah. Thanks for that acknowledgement.
Yeah, thank you. Back in the early March, we communicated via email, and you came up with this, it's too late to my greatest challenge, or let's see, the greatest issue to work with is to, it came up, it's too late to be who I really want to be or do what I really want to do.
Yeah.
Which fits perfectly. I don't know if you remember me or not, but we talked about my transition in the middle of where I am. I'm like, right now I'm just really enjoying being where I am. But I have this thinking in the back of my mind of I don't know what I want to do next or who I am.
Okay, so stop, Leah. So after listening to this whole show, what did you just do? How did you just define yourself?
That I don't know.
Exactly. So how do you think your brain is going to be able to find any knowing when you keep saying I don't know? Because you keep saying just find me all the places where I don't know. You got to start saying I know. I am the light of love and I know. That's all I want. That's all they want you to do right now.
Okay.
Okay. Look, guys, I know. I'm clear. I'm worth it. Those are three of the main places that we are taught to claim the lesser definition of ourselves. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm so confused. You know, blah, 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 blah. I know, I'm clear, and I'm worth it, and they want to add one more, and I deserve it. I'm clear, I know, I'm worth it, I deserve it. That's your mantra for the next week, okay?
Okay, that works.
And any time you fall out or you have a thought that goes against that, you bring yourself back with your self-talk. Leah, BS, that's your old stuff. Right? Go to your love place.
Yes.
I know it. I'm clear. I'm worth it. I deserve it. That's what we're doing now on all dimensions. Wherever I'm hanging out, that's my direction to my energy, and so it is. All right, baby?
And so it is.
And so it is.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
And by the way, guys, we all know what we want. Freedom. Love, joy, health, wealth, happiness, integrity. You know you want those things. So whatever matches those things is going to be pretty good for you. And then you can get more specific. I want those things in my life. That is what my life is. And I really want those things in my acting. I really want those things in my healing. I really want those things in my sex life. Whatever it is, you are in charge of directing it. So all things are possible to you. And you know. Wow. That was a perfect end to an amazing show. And what is Easter? Rebirth. Raising up. Right? Being born again. You have the power to do that in every moment of your life. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy love. And until we meet again, gods of you, I love me, I love me, I love me, and I love me because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.